Don Henley of the Eagles turned 72, and great to have Alex Trebek celebrating 73 today.
With Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Trebek is 79. Sorry, 79 for Alex.
We're counting down to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock here on the Brad and John Show, doing a thing each day where we kind of look back at what happened on this date in history. Well, Woodstock, the extended director's cut of the Woodstock movie, the documentary, is going to return to theaters on Thursday night, August 15th. And it'll feature 30 musical performances, among them a 5-song set by Jimmy, The Who, Janis Joplin, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, The Airplane, Joan Baez, all that stuff featured in there. Okay. Eddie Murphy was on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. That's now streaming on Netflix. And, you know, one of Eddie's famous stand-up bits is the one in which he recounts a phone call that he got from Bill Cosby. And this was rooted in truth, that where Cos calls him up, Bill Cosby called him up and said, "I don't like you working blue." So
uses too many curses too much.
So Eddie and Jerry Seinfeld talked about this.
It was so funny to me when I think back on it, how funny it was that he thought he had the power to tell you to work the way he wanted you to work. What crazy fantasy was that?
That's just ego.
Yeah.
That it was mean. It was like, I did this bit about somebody heckled me, and I said, "Shut the f up before I throw my wallet over there and crutch."
Right.
And he called me up, "You can't talk about how much money you have on stage." It's taken out of context. He was like, "Well, you know, I don't come and see people's show, and I know you like Richard." And I was like, "Yeah." He say, then he told me, "I'm in Atlantic City this week, and you should come and see how it's supposed to be done.
Oh, man.
And you shouldn't get on the stage unless you have something to say." That's what he told me. I was like,
"Wow."
Yeah, he wasn't nice.
He wasn't nice.
He said, Eddie said that he was okay to other people, but he just had, Cosby had a thing about Eddie Murphy.
Because he knew he was getting knocked off the top.
Well, I think it was at a time when, if you're talking the early, mid-80s, Cosby's show was kicking butt on TV. So I think the both of them were, they were two of the biggest names. And you're talking about, Cosby was getting 30 million viewers a Thursday night for his show, and Eddie Murphy was tearing things up in his career, and there probably was a little competition as to who the hottest comedian of the day was. But Tracy Morgan loved Eddie Murphy.
Who Tracy Morgan told me, what did he say? Growing up, he said, "Yo, my three favorite was you, Bruce Lee, and Evel Knievel." It's like, wow.
Evel Knievel was the most.
The most.
Because he's putting his body on the line, and he never, ever lands it. It's like, it seems like every jump, and he's not even on a regular, he's on a regular motorcycle.
That he
beefed up the springs on, and it explodes on impact.
They didn't even measure out what it could do. He just eyeballed it.
Evel Knievel, there's nobody like Evel Knievel.
I look up to you, Evel Knievel, and Bruce Lee.
All right, and we'll close the trash. This is Eddie back in 1982 on The Tonight Show.
You know, Johnny said something about buckwheat a little earlier. He was talking about buckwheat. And I did buckwheat on my show, right? And the name buckwheat, I started thinking, right? I'm from a predominantly black family. And I have yet to run into a relative named buckwheat at a cookout, you know? You can't just walk off the streets and walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, how you doing? My name's Tom. What's yours?" "Oh, my name's Buckwheat, man. Nice to meet you." "Yeah, Buckwheat. That's my name." "No, I'm serious. Buck, I ain't got no last name. Buckwheat. That's it. I'm serious. You don't believe me? Ain't that right, Stymie?" "Yeah, here's my brother Stymie over here. And don't leave watching me, my other brother. Hold on. Farina." "Yeah, Buckwheat's and Farina. You know how most people name after their father? Me and Farina would name after that father's favorite breakfast. Buckwheat San Farina. My mama named all the kids after Syria, man. That's my little sister over there. Her name's Shredded Wheat. Yeah. And those are my twin brothers over there, Quisp and Quake. Right there. And that's my littlest brother right there. He's a little slower than everybody else. His name is Special K. That day, that's my big sister. She a prostitute. Her name is Trix.
And that's the trash. Eddie on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, streaming right now on Netflix.